Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Tom Stiles about the second annual Jeff Pease Flag Football Classic. You're hosting the second annual Jeff Pease Flag Football Classic. How does it feel to be coming off of a successful first year for the event?
Yeah, we were really happy with the results last year. You know, going in and having the inaugural Jeff Pease Flag Football Classic, we weren't quite sure what to expect, but it was a real great success. We raised over $7,000, and that allowed us to award seven $1,000 scholarships at the 2019 Senior Awards Night. So we were really happy with how everything turned out last year.
Who else is involved with organizing this?
So yeah, it really was a team effort, and there was a ton of volunteers last year, but really credit goes out to Mary and Tyler and Tanner and Jody and just the core team members there. But really, we had quite a few volunteers last year and hoping to have just as many this year to make it just as successful as last year.
Can you state the people you mentioned, their full names or where they're affiliated with?
Yeah, so Mary obviously was the wife of Jeff, and then Tanner and Tyler Pease, the sons of Jeff, and then Jody, Tanner's now a wife, and just the main family.
How did it originally come to be? Was it yourself that initiated this?
Yep. So, you know, back in August of 2017, when Jeff passed away, when you lose somebody that was such a staple of the community, you know, for over 30 years, who was a, you know, someone who was a teacher, driver's ed instructor, was part of the EMT for Stewart Rescue, booster club member, you know, a coach for many years, you know, it's a shock to everybody. And in the moment, you're trying to find out and trying to figure out, you know, what can you do to help? So, at that time, you know, just talking with some of the different friends and family that are around at the time, specifically Jody, we were trying to figure out what we could do to help carry on Jeff's legacy. And through, you know, the thought process, we thought of this flag football tournament because it was taking two things that were really important to Jeff, and that was football and that was education. So taking the funds from the football tournament and putting them towards scholarships for WCB seniors would just seem like the perfect match.
When and where will this year's tournament be happening?
Yeah, so this year it's slated for August 31st, and that's a Saturday at the West Central Valley High School football field. And team registration is going to open July 1st, so coming right up. And it's the same format as last year. We're going to have an 8-team double elimination tournament. And there's going to be tons of activities going on that day. We're still working through some of the specifics, but we'll have a 50-50 raffle, and the concession stand will be open again. And then hopefully adding some activities along with those this year that weren't there last year. So again, registration for teams will open up July 1st, and all those details can be found at jeffpeaseflagfootballclassic.com.
And is there anything new or different that you're switching up for this year?
You know, we really wanted to try to stay the same as far as the format with the teams go. There were some tweaks, I mean, rules and things like that, that will be changing this year. But really, we're, as far as the football game goes, that'll probably be the same. We are going to try to add a silent auction to the activities this year. So we're working through trying to find some items for that and see if we can really bring that to fruition as far as helping generate some additional funds for the scholarships.
And for those who didn't take part last year, if you can, explain how the mechanics of this tournament works.
Yeah, so again, it's an 18 double elimination tournament. So we start about 8 in the morning with the rules meeting, and then the game starts at 8:30. And the teams are comprised of a max of 12 individuals. There'll be 7 team members on the field at once. And it's really just playing the games throughout the day. There are officials that officiate the game. And last year we wrapped up about 4 in the afternoon. So it goes to about late in the afternoon where we eventually crown a winner.
Are there age restrictions for this?
Yeah, we just ask that all participants are out of high school, but it is open to co-ed teams too, so male and female. Other than that, we just ask that the individuals are out of high school, and then there is no maximum age. We had some older folks out there last year, which was great to see. I know they had fun, and I know there were a lot of sore bodies last year, both young and old, but it was a fun time.
Both for those who may want to take part in this for a second year or those who might want to join this year. What would you say participants get out of taking part and contributing for the scholarships?
Yeah, so, you know, it all goes back to carrying on Jeff's legacy, and that's our number one goal, is to remember Jeff and those that come along in the West Central Valley School District, or even people outside of the community who, you know, as the years goes on, they're not going to know necessarily who Jeff was. So just carrying on his legacy and being able to do that through this tournament is our goal, and then giving out those scholarships in his name, just trying to do our best to make sure everybody is aware of who who Jeff was and what he did for the community through all the years he was with us.
Okay, well, I think those are all the questions on the tournament, in case there's anything else you want to mention.
Yeah, so there's a couple thing, additional things. So if anybody's interested in a t-shirt, we did sell t-shirts last year, and we had a really good response to that. We'll be doing that again this year. So t-shirts are available for order right now at jeffpsflagfootballclassic.com. You can find what the shirt looks like out there and then order those for $15. It's a few dollars extra for the bigger sizes, but it goes all the way from youth small all the way to 4X in adult sizes. So if you're interested in a t-shirt, even if you're planning to attend that day or not, feel free to go out there and order a t-shirt. Those will be delivered in mid-August, but we'll be taking orders all the way up to August 1st. And then the other thing I would mention is we are looking for sponsors for the tournament. You know, that helps drive a lot of the funds that we bring in. So without sponsors, we wouldn't have near the success that we did last year. So I would encourage anybody who is even remotely interested in being a sponsor to go ahead and contact me or fill out the form for sponsors at jeffpsflagfootballclassic.com. And that has all the information there as far as what would entail being a sponsor, the different sponsor levels, and what you would get being a sponsor at those respective levels. And we've had quite a few sponsors reach out today and are helping in one way or another. And I just like to thank them real quick, if I could. Varley Law Office and I Work and Play, Force Graphics, New Line Sales and Promotion, the Stuart Herald, and Golly Tire and Repair have reached out so far and made generous donations to the cause, and we thank them for that.
And if folks contact you about registering, being a sponsor, or any other questions, where would you or how would you want them to contact
yep,
you?
They can go to the website, or they can email jeffpsflagfootballclassic@gmail.com, or they can reach out to me directly at 515-975-7464.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Tom Stiles about the second annual Jeff Pease Flag Football Classic. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.